Which channel? Your account. Publish. Button.
Hello, Audioboo. It's 4:35 p.m. Eastern Australian Standard Time on Saturday the 25th of July, 2015. And Jeff is out with Rosie at the moment, finding a place to poop. We are in a hotel called the Comfort Inn Red Leaf Resort. Sounds more posh than it is. Oh, excuse me. Hello. Keep your mind on the job. Keep your mind on the job, Rosie. Huh? Hello? I'm in the window. Hello?
Great. There's
loads
of grass out here. You can play
a game of
football out here.
Oh. Hello.
Here we are.
Hello.
No difficulty, really. Busy, busy.
Jeff is out the window. Oh, the screen is broken.
Oh, is it?
It's not very useful at all. What? It's a good thing it's not insect season.
Yes. No midges.
In a small town called Blackheath. I'm doing an audio boo, a public boo.
Oh, okay.
It's alright. A public boo.
Busy, busy. What small town dog?
very small place. In the Blue Mountains. This is up, probably over a kilometer up above sea level. It's very cold. It's supposed to get to like a couple of degrees, no more. But it's clear. And we've come here. Well, we came here a couple of hours ago. And we're here for the... Well, we're in Blackheath for tonight just to kind of hang out. And tomorrow, which is my 42nd birthday, so tomorrow I'm 42, which means I have all the wisdom about the life, the universe, and everything. Very depressing. Jeff decided that I needed to get away from Sydney for my sanity, and I do agree. It's been a very, very difficult few weeks. I still don't know whether I'll be able to make it to Scotland this year, all because of bureaucracy and actually discrimination. Very discriminatory behavior with the visas. But I don't want to talk about that right now because I've cried and I've talked myself senseless and I just don't know what's going to happen and it's very, very complicated. But today we are here and tomorrow we go into a nicer resort that actually has like fireplace and a hot tub in the room and it has massages if we want and it's in Katoomba, which is a slightly larger town in the Blue Mountains and actually a town that Jeff and I always said we'd like to live in if we ever ended up in Australia for some reason. So be interesting to be there. We left Sydney at about, well, we got on the train at about 25 to 1 in the afternoon on Strathfield Station. That's when we boarded the train. And I hate that station with a passion because there is a huge gap between the train and the platform. And when we came back from Mittagong, I fell there. I didn't fall all the way down, but I held myself up. But today I didn't fall down, but I was very, very scared. I'm very nervous. It was a 2-hour train journey, and our carriage was full of weird characters. We had a family that was really noisy, and a very strange teenager who talked very loudly about his farts and sang songs in weird languages that he probably made up. It was not very pleasant. It wasn't. It was funny for about 2 minutes, and then it was just irritating and gross because all he talked about is eating curry and farting. It was kind of gross. it wasn't coming to Blackheath Station. If anybody travels up here as a blind person, it's not very blind friendly. There's quite a big gap again between the train and the platform, and there's literally no one there. It's not. It's just a couple of platforms and a level crossing, and that's it. There's no. There was a guy there, I think, but yeah, we didn't get any help. Any help? We got help from a lady who was waiting for her own train. It was very scary. And now next time, if we ever have to come here, we go to Katoomba and grab a taxi to here, because that's what we're doing tomorrow. We're not taking the train to Katoomba tomorrow, because we feel that the train station here is not that safe for a blind person alone, so we'll just take a cab to Katoomba. And even though Katoomba is not huge, it's going to be a little bit bigger than this. Somehow got a taxi to bring us here. We didn't have lunch, so they gave us a cheese platter for $9. It was quite nice. It had a few pieces of cheese, some plain biscuits or crackers, which you call crackers in the States, and some grapes. It wasn't really a lot. For $9, it could have been a bit more, but it's okay. And we were asking them where we could go for dinner tonight. And they said, actually, you know, because the seasons here are different from the seasons in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, now it's winter. They said, we have a Yule Fest tonight. And we said, what's a Yule Fest? And they said, well, it's basically like a Christmas party. We have...
Mission completed.
Wow. We have a 5-course Christmas dinner.
Yuletide.
Yule dinner.
Yule.
And some entertainment, live singing.
So
we thought, you know, we could... It's a little bit pricey, but not... For what you get, not overly pricey.
You get a prizzy and everything, apparently.
Hmm.
I don't know what, but...
By the time you
take your own gift.
Yeah, but by the time you go to a restaurant and find a cab, we thought, you know, this
and also
is different.
It's much less hassle, you know. It's
this is different, so
yeah.
We signed up.
Yep.
So that happens at about 6, and I'm going to record from there.
Yay.
If all is well. So.
Did
she poop?
She did everything.
She did everything. Did you find the bin?
Yep. Completely, mission completed, met all of its tactical objectives.
Good.
Fortunately, the wind doesn't blow straight in here. It kind of blows across the window. It's actually quite cool.
It is cold.
It's quite cold out there.
Cold. I'll close the window a bit. So, that's our plan for tonight. And tomorrow we go off to Katoomba. So, I will... close this window a little bit. This is actually a big room. It's a family room. We're not paying for... Like, it costs more if you actually have 4. It does. I saw the prices.
Really?
Yeah, you have to tell that the first combo box was for 2 people, and then the second combo box was 3 or 4 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it actually costs like 60 or 70 more bucks, I think.
Anyway, it was the only... There was only two rooms left, and they were both family rooms, so we didn't have any choice, really.
So there's actually...
A couple that run it seemed pretty nice.
There's actually 2 twin beds and 1 double bed. And so it's, you know, you can, as you can imagine, it's quite a long room. And it kind of reminds me of the U.S. kind of motels, because it's not... The entrance to the rooms is from outside. It's
not... There's quite a lot in Australia like that, too.
Yeah. It's not a big building like a hotel with rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is a hotel with rooms, but...
Yes, but it's not all in one building. It's, like, the access... For the, that's why the guy asked us which room we were
staying in. Yeah, I could... I figured.
Because you could pull up near it.
So this is a... kind of like a motel in the States. So you walk in, and on your left, there's the bathroom, which is basic but adequate. It has a...
it's got a nice big shower in it.
Shower that's like a phone booth.
Yeah, but a big one. Quite a big one.
Hair dryer here. On the right, there's your cupboard as you walk in, and then the place where the coffee, like coffee and tea making facilities, and a little fridge with milk, like no, there's no mini bar. It's just a fridge with some milk in it, but you can put your own stuff in there, obviously. cups, glasses, wine glasses, some biscuits, coffee and tea. On your right, there's a luggage rack. On the left, there's the beds. Twin bed, bedside table, twin bed, bedside table, and a double bed. And I think there's a bedside table.
There's bedside tables everywhere.
And then after the luggage rack, there's a desk. Quite a wide desk with a telly. And looks like a DVD player.
But it's also got working space there. You can actually sit a chair under it.
Yeah, there is a chair there. And then... there is a, like a dining table.
Yeah, because a lot of hotel rooms don't have both.
So it's like a round table with chairs. That's where we ate our...
oh, is there... yeah, there's three chairs there.
I think there's at least three.
There's three chairs there, and there's one at the desk. Well, so... you could accommodate up to four people, so you have four chairs.
So that's the room.
There's a heater here under the window.
The only unfortunate thing is that there you can hear the highway.
I don't know that. I don't think it's the highway. I expect that the highway would have more.
Well, you can hear it.
Yes, it don't. You can hear the road.
Yeah.
But I expect it won't be too bad tonight. But there's a whole grassy area outside the window. It's quite nice, really. Rosie seemed to enjoy it. Now she's sniffing around.
And that's it. So we'll be back when we go to the Yule Ball. The Yule Ball.
Pause 47 minutes and pause recording button.
The bathroom.
Minutes. Time remaining.
All right, it's about 6:15.
It is.
Screen locked.
And Rosie has had her dinner.
And we've been told that the bar is open, so we thought we'd go and use it.
Go to use the bars. We'd go on the bars, the parallel bars. Oh, the door is very flimsy feeling.
Yeah, the door isn't flimsy. Mm-hmm.
We are no.
19.
Whoa! Yeah. Hello! It's a wee bit nippy. Did you take the key?
Yeah, I've got the key. It's in my pocket.
Alright.
Just have to check that it's in my pocket. Yes, it is.
They actually give you keys to these rooms, like no cards or anything.
Yes, it's not the fanciest place, but it's okay.
No, but they have. All something the warm about it, like...
all the basic, yeah, that's the impression that I got. Like, the people seem to be pretty nice.
It's not...
that counts for a lot.
It's not any kind of luxury.
No. But they have
that
all
happens
the basics
tomorrow. Stuff. Well, we don't know if it happens tomorrow. But...
well, it's supposed to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, this is about half the price of tomorrow's. Mm. So, now... I am trying to think how we walked
there's
in.
There's two stairs coming up.
I think we just walked straight.
Yeah, I think we pretty much walked straight across the driveway.
Yeah. So.
There's two stairs.
There's two steps.
Oh, now, let me show you something.
Yeah?
I think we may have passed. Yeah, we passed a bit. If you're too far to the right when you're coming back the other way, you find yourself under a stairway. And your head kind of hits it. Yes, it's a bit cool.
So now, this is a driveway.
Okay. You have a guide dog.
Yeah, I do.
You might want to use it.
I might.
Oh, step down.
Is it just a curb?
Yeah, it's just a curb. It's not a steep one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, it's a lot to find. Where are we going?
Now, Rosie, find the door.
Oh, going that way? Oh, yeah, because
yeah,
you have to see through cars.
An angle.
You have to see through cars and things.
I smell... wood burning.
Yeah, we smelled that one.
Smoke. It's getting steadily stronger.
We're still on the driveway. We can walk on the part on the side.
And now we are on the thing. Ah.
Oh, watch out for this.
Going to reception, I mean, maybe it's not the right way.
I'm on. Button. 1749.
Actually, I have my Apple Watch on. But I don't know how to use it. This is somewhere.
Stay locked.
This might not be it. This is billiards. It's a pool table.
No, it's a ping pong table.
A ping pong table, that's what I meant.
Okay, so that's not bad.
Games and game room, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Entrance. Did we pass it, I wonder?
Don't know, maybe.
I think we did. See, the problem is when the weather's cold. Shut the
door. Mm-hmm.
There's an animal. Oh, no.
It's my animal.
That's it. I don't believe.
Should be.
Should be ready.
Now that's the door there. I hear it now.
Between these two, jetting out things.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Here we go. Which way is it? Huh? No. Oh, that's it. I'm tired. That's all
right. Oh, well, don't keep bringing this.
Sorry, doggy.
You're
going to
be
sitting
in front of our lane for us. Okay, look. I don't want to spend that so much.
Drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Come
on. You've got it, isn't it?
Yes,
and we'll walk you straight up to the bar.
Yep, sounds good.
Yep, down through the doorway.
Yeah, it's too
narrow. Okay, so we're going to come right.
Will your dog sit beside the lounge here? Yeah, she won't touch him, don't worry. She won't. She's pretty well behaved.
Well,
they're over there. Okay.
Yeah, we need to actually go and get him, I think. So...
Okay.
I mean, don't have anything to eat.
Yeah. Alright. I was just trying to figure out if someone's serving or what it is.
Someone's at the bar serving.
Yeah.
Someone's tending.
Right. Should we go over there then?
Should we both go over there?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you want to have. You can tell me. I can go over there if you want, but if we have to get into a dialogue about what they have and what they don't have.
No, Melbourne, come.
Hey, okay, Melbourne. Oh, well, they could change to 50 for me, I'm sure. Alright, okay. I'll pass it out.
Okay.
So you want,
Malibu and Coke, not too strong.
I'll have an orange and Coke.
What? Yeah. Tell them not too strong.
Not too strong. If you
know what yeah.
So you want like half the Malibu?
Yeah, like half the Malibu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm a wuss when it comes to alcohol.
I've been at 6 hours
on work.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Oh, okay. Regular Coke or?
You've got zero?
Yeah.
Good, thanks. Malibu and Coke with Coke Zero is quite disgusting, but it's less caloric. It's quite gross, but it's less caloric.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, actually. Let me take this.
Yeah, no problem. Here's a drink here for you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay?
Thank
no
you.
Worries.
So, of course, half a shot of Malibu with Coke Zero and a little glass, but it's tall. It's thin and tall, and it's got dots on the bottom. Oh yeah, absolutely disgusting, but good. So I have a half shot Malibu with Coke Zero, and Jeff is having a vodka and orange and $12.50. So it's Australian dollars, so it would be like five or six quid, so I guess it's not too bad. Actually, it'd be less than 6 quid. Probably 5 quid. Yes, it would. It would be 5 quid. So that's not too bad.
Hello?
Hello?
Where are you?
Come towards me,
yep.
But there's a,
table.
A guiding animal in
that's
the way.
That's all right, we're good. Thank you. Yep. All right.
Yeah. You want to drink?
Sorry?
Take your time.
Yeah, I'll grab it in a second.
It's all right. Take your time.
All right. The table? Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to try and put the table close to you?
As long as we have enough room to move.
Yeah, that's
all right. Okay.
That's all good, right. It's fine. Yeah.
How's your drink?
Mm.
Good?
It's not bad.
glad I asked for half a
there
shot.
You go.
My gosh.
Oh, it's a generous size glass, at least. I've had way smaller drinks. Mind you, it would want to be for the price.
Yes, like mine.
Yeah, so they can take them off.
Yeah, but come on.
I wouldn't have a vent like this, but...
Yeah, so they're going to put the canopies. They can help us out when they serve them.
I was thinking, $12.50 is 5 quid.
Are you getting ideas?
Yeah,
so 5 quid for 2 drinks, I guess, is not that bad.
No, well, not in the UK.
It's a bit extra.
Probably not too bad for a thing like this either, really, to be honest, nowadays.
Yeah, how much was Melbourne Coke at the restaurant we were at? How much were our drinks?
Which restaurant's getting ID'd,
guys? A Hugo.
Oh, Hugo's? I don't know, because it was all on the bills.
Of course, my Melbourne Coke at Hugo's is about almost 3 times the size of this.
Excuse us, do you mind if we take some of these checks?
Beating the restaurant's is a pretty good idea. Now they get the good cat. They're probably going to get people on staying here. Yeah.
Yeah.
She turned around.
So it's a not too big a room.
But this isn't the room where it's going to be.
This is the bar.
The pre-dinner.
This is where they have the canopy. And I think I heard that they don't actually have proper cocktails. Probably would say that there's about 30 people here.
But just so you know,
I've heard a couple of people mention it.
What was said? I was talking about...
I didn't catch all the context.
What did you hear?
$12.50.
How's it work?
Oh, Dave.
This is like, we're sitting on a lounge that's not particularly comfortable to me.
Two-seater leather, man.
But it's really kind of not comfortable. I don't know if this little table is just for us or...
Yeah.
Other people it's very rickety though.
Sydney, we go to Darwin to refuel.
Very rickety.
Darwin to Singapore to Bahrain. Bahrain to Circle.
This is just a bit of the bar atmosphere, but I will come back.
Four 28-day patrols and one 17-day patrol.
Mm-hmm.
We just sailed down the Middle East, down South Coast.
So people are getting into the going to the dining room. So we're gonna get up and go in a minute. Do you have a piano there playing Christmas music? We just had some canapes. We had quiche. Little quiche, probably with I don't think there was any meat in it, just onion stuff. A little bit of smoked salmon and a little tiny piece of toast with creme fraiche and a little piece of garlic bread. Now, I guess it's where the music is.
Ho, ho, ho.
Where are you?
I am here.
Around this.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
You went straight ahead pretty much. You go around the chairs.
Just hope I'm going the right way. I'm sorry. You've recessed?
No, it's just it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No, it's the dining room.
The dining.
Is there a queue for me?
No, the queue to go in there. Now we're in this dining room.
I don't know what the deal is.
We'll find out. There's a counter to our left.
Hello. Right, so if you, I don't know, which way do you want me to lead you?
So if you lead.
Right there.
Can I do something?
Yeah, I'm just, no, that's not you, that's me.
Okay.
I'm the plus. Ready? Yeah, so we're going to go through a skinny one. This way.
Me to pour your water just in front here.
Thank you.
That's so real.
It is different.
It is.
It was just in front of your fingers there. When you're ready.
Well, there you go. You always said that Christmas should be in the winter.
Christmas should be in the winter. Of course it should.
Yeah, that's right. And yours is just here in front there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get you anything else to drink?
Good for now.
Right, okay, great. The soup won't be long, you're on.
No problem.
Thank you.
So there's tinsel. Look. On the table.
Where?
Here.
Oh, right. So there is.
And I just feel really weird. I've never seen anything like it.
What?
Christmas, like.
Christmas.
When it should be, yes?
Yes, in July.
Yes, no. in the winter.
What month is it in Australia?
Well, if people saw this, you'd be they'd be forgiven for asking, wouldn't they? I'm going to take off my fleece. Stay with my sparklies. Good, me too. It's from the drink. Sparkly chair. Sparkly shirt. And it's really nice of them to put on such a spread for my birthday.
Yeah. That's... we're right next to a post because, you know, we get the good table. And there's a line of tinsel going around it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, they tied it. It's all decorated. Like there was, I think I saw some lights. It's all. It's got Christmas decorations everywhere. Man, so Australians get Christmas twice.
Oh, the tinsel goes right across the. The tinsel on the left hand side of the table too. Where you're at.
What's that sound that everybody's making?
Yeah. I wondered maybe if there were. Well, what we call them crackers.
There probably are.
But I'm not seeing them. They sound more like canned beans.
That's true.
It looks like a real piano.
It
that's
is.
Like, that's pretty
it's not very tuned.
Yeah, it needs to be tuned.
Very old-fashioned playing. It's not bad, but it's just very strange.
It seems like it's got a lot of feeling in it.
Rosie got a lot of attention. We heard someone talking about being in Dubai, and then he came to talk to Rosie.
I'm glad you want to drink later. We're right by the bar.
Oh, well, the bar is not here.
No, but I think that's what the counter is. The counter
oh, they have another bar?
Well, it's probably a continuation of the same thing, but yeah.
Makes sense
to have a bar again.
I might not have any more alcohol, but I might have another soft drink. How's everybody, you know, is everybody on audio who knows? I'm not a big drinker. Who knows what I'm at? Well, it really is Christmas weather for those of us who are used to.
Yes.
Well, I think it's cool.
It's very cool. It's cold.
No, I think it's...
I'm glad it's actually not real hot.
Yeah, I was a bit worried.
I'm still and I don't think I'm going to take it off.
Yeah, I could have stayed with it on, but I was a bit worried.
It often is the case.
Especially since I think they've got fireplaces going.
Yeah, I don't know where the fireplace was. I didn't see it. It may have been at the other end of the room.
Feels like a fireplace kind of heat, not.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, what is that?
No, I don't know.
Is that a July song?
I don't know the song.
Although this part sounds a bit familiar. Buffet. I don't think so.
No, it won't be.
Right.
I don't see. Unless the people bought their own.
Yeah, well. I like the salmon thing. Garlic bread was nice too. I wouldn't mind another piece of that. I think it's kids got things. How cool.
So I was looking for to see whether there were any events sold around this time it might be. Sorry, but technically, it's fine. It's a good piano player, but it's just kind of no color.
Look, if they're playing from sheet music, it could well be the foreign
language. Yeah, but you could still make it.
You can still do
articulation. You can bring out the melody. You can use some dynamics. There's no dynamics.
Yeah, or not much.
That they did all this for me. I just feel That's a very interesting themed birthday party. I wouldn't. That's not bad. That's not a bad theme. Yeah, that'd be a cool idea for a birthday party thing. Do like a Christmas party.
Particularly since it's, you know, in July.
Yeah, since it's like as far away from Christmas as. Almost as far away from Christmas as you can get. Except, of course, if you did it the day after Christmas, then it's.
Well, yeah.
Far away from next Christmas.
I'd hate to have a birthday within a month of Christmas, either side.
Quite a few people listening to this do, though. You guys think it's okay that I'm recording this for you and that you're not bored. But I guess you can choose to not listen. But I hope you're enjoying.
Still waiting for our course. It's now 7:15. I suppose it's fair enough. We're supposed to be in 5 courses tonight.
Yeah, one was the. Yeah, I mean, they don't necessarily. They're not going to all be big.
No, no. But
you can't have 5.
No, I mean, you can.
It's probably canapé soup, something before the main.
I see you only got 1 knife and 1 fork, so.
Maybe it's soup, main, dessert, and then like. You know, a small chocolate or something. Call it a course.
You say it's a course.
Yeah. Well.
You'll note that we have a soup spoon.
Yeah, we have a soup spoon. We have a knife and fork, and then we have a long. It's quite a long.
I like long handled teaspoons.
Yeah, for dessert, yeah.
It's actually quite a large teaspoon. It's almost a dessert.
Yes, in our house there was never a distinction between. We usually had dessert with teaspoon or with fork. Or, you know.
This is probably a small dessert spoon rather than a large.
Oh, thank you so much. Got
rolled. I had never heard this song until 1997. Can't believe how I got to be age of 22 before hearing this song.
Oh, Let It Snow?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just heard it. I heard other snowy, like, ones that aren't actually Christmas in their content, like Winter Wonderland and Frosty Snowman.
So we got. Yeah.
Never heard it.
Oh, it doesn't snow here.
Well, it's not
Christmas.
No, but it doesn't. But why would you know why that one and not, you know, but still Winter Wonderland and Frosty Snowman and all those things? No, I just happened to miss it somehow. Oh, did we get butter or something?
Yeah, no, I hit.
Bread rolls.
Is there something on the table?
There must be, sure. I think we're missing
it. Why do you think?
Well, everyone seems to have had the best crackers too, and we didn't have them.
Well, when someone brings the stuff, we can ask.
Ask them. It seems that there's most people. Oh, speaking of Winter Wonderland.
I'm not a huge fan of this song. It's okay.
Well, it's another one of these songs that's not actually about Christmas.
No, I think all the wintry songs aren't really about Christmas.
Well, yeah, most of them are.
Like, Jingle Bells aren't.
No.
Isn't, I mean, Jingle Bell isn't.
Yes.
Let It Snow and all that.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
It's great of a song.
So my watch vibrated. I have no idea what any of that means.
Probably means that you got a notification.
All I know is to lock and unlock the watch.
I got a notification of something. Let me see what it was.
Winter Wonderland.
Wonderful pumpkin soup.
The ALP
pumpkin soup.
It's for the soup.
Oh, so you don't
want some butter? Okay. I can have... bring some out for you. I'll bring some out for you if you like butter.
It's alright.
No, it's alright.
Oh, you sure?
That's fine.
Okay.
I didn't even wonder why you have a knife.
Hey.
So we've got pumpkin soup and a roll. So let's taste this thing.
This soup is in like a low, shallow bowl.
It's very nice.
So far, they're getting top marks for the food at the town. Tell you. And for an event like this, it's an often start.
I was a bit worried that the food would be a bit disappointing, but it is.
Well, particularly with those nipplies, they can often be pretty ordinary because they're only kind of small, but these ones are really, really good.
Yeah, like those nipplies at your mom's party were a bit underwhelming.
They were a bit underwhelming, but they were fairly comparable to most of the other nibblies I've ever had, you know. Like,
probably have no salt.
Butter on your side plates there.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't have that. Thank you.
Do we have any pepper or salt on the table? No.
Oh, that sounds like someone else. Someone else.
The
RP challenge
that.
No, not me.
There's some parsley.
Yeah, I found
it. It's very lovely. I like parsley.
Mm.
Of all the greens.
I can kind of give or take parsley, but good parsley is good. And this
is good.
I don't mind the taste of this. Sometimes it has a really strong flavour, it's not so nice.
Then it's usually not parsley.
Yeah.
Parsley shouldn't be that strong.
No.
Bit of cracked pepper in this one.
You're cracked.
I'm cracked?
Bigger.
So, since they brought us butter.
Yeah, they brought us butter.
Open the roll. Stick the butter in.
Wait
for it to melt a bit.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good strategy. Someone else is looking at the butter. I just heard someone say no butter. Someone's going to come over and say, where are you getting butter from? Here we are. They probably took it from the breakfast stuff. Well, we might have started a movement.
Well, they put some on the side.
We have a family.
Yeah. I thought it was a harp for a minute, but it isn't.
I think it's a keyboard playing a classical guitar sound.
So maybe the keyboard was a piano.
No, I don't think so. I think it was a piano. It sounded too real. This is lovely.
Lovely roll. You consider the roll a course?
No. I haven't had my roll yet.
I dab it with the soup. I don't like to dunk it in the soup because I don't like wet rolls, but... My only criticism?
Should be hard. Well, either that or it's the music is... It's pre-recorded and the speakers are routine. This music. Ooh, the bread roll is nice, isn't it?
Well done. Soup should be hotter. Well, if the breakfast is any kind of this standard tomorrow.
Yeah, I wonder if they catered this or they got some money to do it.
These rolls are absolutely lovely. It's very hard to set to serve soup to all these people and to keep it hot.
Especially when it's in a bowl like this, it's going to cool up pretty fast, I think.
It's a thick soup. It's got some cream in it. Not too much.
No, it's not too much. It's
I don't really like cream. I decided.
But this is reminiscent of the kind of soup that you would make.
I would make this, but I wouldn't put cream in it.
No, you don't need to.
I don't think it's needed. I see why chefs do it.
You give it a creamy texture without having any cream in it, which I think is awesome. Ooh.
To the queen. Oh my god.
They did say it would be too big.
Oh my god. Okay, this is the Achilles heel of the evening.
I have a particular objection to the lyrics of this song. Because I'm 100% certain it was written as an instrumental first. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's Fred. Just holding your
hands. We're riding along to the song. They sound like they're about 85. Also, maybe it's because I'm a singer, but I don't really view singing as background music.
No, it is.
I mean, I don't mean to insult any instrumentalist. Not that your music is any less important. I just think vocals don't lend themselves well to being in the background. Just like, to be honest, if I want to put relaxing music on, I will not put vocal music on. And I'm a singer. Unless it's like choirs. But
this might be what the people setting up the function requested. But I wouldn't have done it.
Also, oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah.
How was your meal?
Lovely, thank you. Thank you. Beautiful soup.
It is good soup.
So lovely.
Thank you.
And we only moved up here exactly about 5.5 years ago. We're not locals yet. They don't call you a local if you've been here for 20 years. And we were lucky to be able to continue our singing career, which was lapsing a little bit when we got up here. But we did some professional things in Sydney.
Oh my god, you're not going to sing. No. You're not going to sing Phantom because...
Here is a little Christmas song. If you know the tune or anything, please whistle and hum along. Christmas in Columbia.
So, yeah.